What's a six-letter word for, yeah, I know it's Labor Day weekend, but I don't want summer to end? D-E-N-I-A-L. Let's play the puzzle. I'm joined by the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Let's talk about last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Sandy Stevens of Bandon, Oregon. I asked what one-syllable word in seven letters becomes a four-syllable word by inserting the consecutive letters IT somewhere inside. And the answer is reigned, R-E-I-G-N-E-D, which becomes reignited.
160 people sent in the correct answer. Our randomly selected winner this week also just happens to be the first person who sent us the right answer. What are the odds? Dan Bradshaw of Farmington, Connecticut. He's on the line now. Hi, Dan. Congratulations.
Hi. Thank you very much.
How'd you figure it out?
Rained popped into my head 15, 20 seconds after hearing it. It just came to me.
Wow.
I wish there was more analysis that went into it, but there really wasn't.
Do you do a lot of puzzles in Farmington, Connecticut?
Yeah, puzzles, games, anything like that. I tend to do that whenever I can.
And what do you do for a living there?
I'm a high school math teacher.
Oh, so you're doing puzzles all day long.
Yeah, in the manner of speaking, yeah.
And have you been playing our puzzle for a long time?
On and off for the last several years. If I'm in front of the radio at the right time, I like to listen. And this is actually the first time I've sent in a solution, though. So I was really, really surprised when I got that call yesterday.
Wow.
I didn't think that was going to happen at all.
Beginner's luck. Okay. So, Dan, are you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Let's play the puzzle, Will.
All right, Dan and Rachel, every answer today is a nine-letter phrase that's a palindrome. It reads backward and forward the same. For example, if I certain floor models, 4-5, you would say some demos.
Okay.
Number one is entertains actress Thurman, 6-3.
Amuse Uma.
Amuses Uma is right.
Amuses
Number
Uma.
Two is metal containers for peanuts, pretzels, etc. 5-4.
Nuts.
Metal containers for peanuts, pretzels, etc. What would the metal containers be in for?
Snack cans.
Snack cans
Good.
Is right. Placed software for a Gmail competitor on one's computer. 6-3.
Software, AOL.
Yeah. Placed software.
Download AOL. Load.
6-3. Load is right. Put it in the past tense.
Loaded AOL.
Loaded AOL,
nice.
Is it? Head of a feudal estate who has a curious sense of humor. 5-4.
Lord.
Yeah, that's the four. He has a curious sense of humor.
Droll lord.
A droll lord. Mm. Hospital workers make a dash. 6-3.
Nurses run.
That's it. Exchanged paintings. 6-3.
Exchange paintings. Traded art.
Traded art. Headgear on a Polynesian island. 6-3.
Oh, geez. Headgear on a Polynesian island. 6-3. Tahiti hat.
That's it. Angry with Eve's mate. 3-2-4.
3-2-4. Mad at Adam.
Mad at Adam, is it? Cry of horror to a classic singer from Hawaii. 2-2-3-2.
2-2-3-2. Cry of horror. So Don Ho at the end.
There you go.
Mm.
Yeah.
2-2-3-2.
So you got the 3-2.
Don Ho.
Yes.
Oh, no, Don Ho.
Don Ho.
Good.
Okay.
Add your last one. Written recollections of the 2016 Olympics. 3-6.
3-6. Rio memoir.
That's a Rio memoir.
Dan,
good job.
And that is very good puzzle playing.
Thank you.
Pretty good at that. So for playing the puzzle today, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can check out your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And Dan, where do you hear us? What's your public radio station?
WNPR out of Hartford.
Dan Bradshaw of Farmington, Connecticut. Hey, Dan, thanks so much for playing.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Will.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from listener Norm Baird of Toledo, Washington. If you squish the small letters R and N too closely together, they look like an M. Think of a common five-letter word with the consecutive letters R and N that becomes its own opposite if you change them to an M. So again, a common five-letter word with the consecutive letters R and N that becomes its own opposite if you change them to an M. What words are these?
When you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle and click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for those entries is Thursday, September 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we call you, and then you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, and he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Hey, Will, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rachel.